You know, when most people think VR, I bet art isn't exactly the first thing that pops into their head. It's usually like, ooh, spaceships, zombies, give me all the action.
Yeah, those big, flashy games and experiences definitely grab the spotlight.
But what if I told you we're about to deep dive into the world of making art, actually
Right.
creating it in VR?
And it's way more than a gimmick. We're talking about blurring the lines between digital and physical art in ways that are creating seriously unique results.
So how do you even hold a paintbrush in the digital world? Well, we've got excerpts from this VR art blog post, and they list a whole bunch of different art apps. Let me tell you, it's wild.
Really shows how much the whole VR art scene is blowing up right now. No matter your skill level, what kind of art you're into, there's something there for everyone.
To kick things off, let's talk Vermilion. Imagine this. You step into a virtual art studio. Easels, palettes. Okay, maybe not the smell of oil paints. But get this, you can learn to paint from Bob Ross himself.
They have his tutorials right there in the app, like having a personal workshop with the king of happy little trees.
Right. Beyond the nostalgia factor, though, Vermilion goes all out on recreating that traditional painting feel, brushstrokes, the canvas texture, the whole experience. Have you ever wanted to try oil painting but never, like, had the space for a studio?
Or the patience to wait for oils to dry.
Exactly. It's like this app just wipes away all those obstacles. Anyone can mess around with oils, no mess required.
I bet experienced artists find it freeing too, though, a whole new avenue to experiment.
100%. And this idea of VR making art more accessible, it goes way beyond just traditional stuff too. Like, have you heard of gesture VR? Imagine taking a figure drawing class, but instead of a live model, you've got these super detailed 3D scanned figures. Whoa, so you could like rotate them around, find the perfect angle.
Exactly. It's like having a library of poses at your fingertips, which is huge for understanding anatomy form. Those 3D models, they just have this realism you can't get from a photo, even a live model sometimes. It makes you wonder, right? Is VR trying to replace traditional art forms, or is it more like enhancing them?
Right. Taking what makes them special and giving it that digital upgrade. And speaking of pushing boundaries, let's talk about Tilt Brush. Now, this one takes thinking outside the box to a whole other level. We're talking painting with light in 3D space. So with Tilt Brush, forget a flat canvas, right? You're painting with light, streaks of it just hanging in the air. And as you move through your creation,
It's a trip.
the whole perspective shifts. Shadows change, hidden details pop out.
It's true immersion. And what's really wild is how it uses the whole room scale VR thing. The app is tracking your movements, so the light you're painting with, it reacts to where you are in the virtual space.
That's got to be seen to be believed, honestly. I saw this one video. This artist made an underwater scene, and as they moved through it, the light would filter through the virtual water,
Whoa.
change the entire mood. It was like magic.
It really makes you think, is this still even painting? Or is it something totally new? VR's kind of messing with our whole definition of art.
And it's not just about, you know, pretty pictures. We were talking about Gravity Sketch earlier, the one where you can sculpt in 3D.
It's like virtual clay in your hands, but no mess. And gravity's not holding you back. Build anything you can dream up, walk around it, see it from every angle.
I bet that feels so much more natural. Like with real sculpting, you're always fighting to translate a 3D idea onto a flat surface.
And the applications for Gravity Sketch go way beyond just art. Architects are using it to make 3D building models, designers are prototyping products with it, even game devs are building out concept art and environments.
It's like having a whole design studio in your headset. So really, VR isn't just for artists then. It's for anyone who wants to get their ideas out there, but in this super hands-on, immersive way.
And speaking of tools, we can't forget Adobe Medium. A lot of people describe it as that virtual clay sculpting experience.
I've seen videos. It looks so real, like you can almost feel the clay between your fingers, even though it's all digital.
And the detail you can get is mind-blowing. But here's where it gets really cool. Both Gravity Sketch and Adobe Medium, they let you animate your creations too.
Wait, for real? So it's not just a still object, you can bring it to life inside VR.
It's like next level stop motion animation. And that just shows how these VR art apps are always evolving. That blog post we mentioned, they even talked about a plugin for Maya.
Oh, wow. The animation software, that's pro level stuff.
So even the industry standard tools are starting to build in VR workflows. This is the future, I'm telling you.
Makes you wonder, will there be a time when VR isn't just an option? it's the way to do it.
It's a real possibility. Imagine entire animated films made in VR, where architects, instead of blueprints, they just drop their clients right into a virtual model of the building.
Now, that's what I call a presentation. Way better than staring at 2D plans. And the collaboration potential. Artists from all over could work on the same project, like a shared virtual studio.
Forget time zones, geographical limits. You could be sculpting in there, side by side with someone on the other side of the world, in real time.
It's like, the idea of an art studio is changing completely. It's not a physical space anymore. It's this shared digital world that anyone can be a part of.
There's a real sense of democracy to it, I think. You don't need fancy equipment, a big studio. All you need is a little curiosity and that drive to create.
That's what I love about this whole thing. It goes way past the technology itself. It's about pushing those creative limits, you know, expressing yourself in ways we haven't even thought of.
Exactly. And we all need that. Whether we call ourselves artists or not, doesn't matter.
So true. But I'm guessing there are still people out there who are a little unsure about all this, right? Like, this is cool and all, but me, I can barely draw a stick figure.
Oh, absolutely. Totally get it. But here's the thing. VR art isn't about churning out masterpieces, you know. It's the experimenting, the playing around. The joy of just making something new, however it turns out.
It's like you're giving yourself permission to just play around right, like a kid again. Explore, make a mess, who cares? And you never know, you might actually end up with something really cool.
Exactly. And the tools themselves, they're almost designed to encourage that. These VR art apps, they want you to experiment. They're intuitive. You can undo stuff super easily, change textures, colors, just like that. It's all about getting rid of those obstacles, those things that might make you hesitate in the real world.
You know what gets me? With all these amazing apps we've been talking about,
yeah,
it still feels like we're just getting started.
Oh, for sure. We're in the early days of VR. It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about the tools, the art forms that are probably right around the corner, you know?
It's like we're standing on the edge of this whole new world, artistically speaking. And the coolest part is, you don't need to be some tech genius to be a part of it, right?
Yeah.
You don't even have to be a capital A artist. If you're a little curious, if you've got even a little bit of that creative spark, VR is there waiting.
100%. That's what makes this whole thing so exciting to me. It's not just about new tech. It's like this fundamental shift in how we think about making art, about how we experience it even.
Like, what if VR isn't just changing how we're making art, but it's actually changing what we even think of as art? The whole definition's expanding.
Exactly. And that's something I want you all to really chew on as you're checking out these VR apps. Go look at the blog post we mentioned, see the visuals, the videos. Words don't do it justice.
Seriously, go watch those videos after this. You will not be disappointed.
As you're diving into all this, ask yourself, what does it actually mean to create something in VR? Where's the potential? Where are the limits? How's VR going to change the whole relationship between artists, the art, and the people experiencing it?
So much to think about. We've got a whole universe of art waiting to be discovered. Go get creative, everybody. Dive in.